The top seven candidates vying for the Democratic nomination for president face off tonight here in Los Angeles for the party's sixth debate this year. California plays a particularly important role this presidential election season, as its primary will happen in March, 3 months earlier than it was last time. Joining me here in studio to talk more about all of this is NPR's Scott Detrow. Welcome, Scott.
Hey there.
Okay, so this is the smallest debate stage yet, as we said. Let's go through the names. Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Andrew Yang, and Tom Steyer. In national polls, we see that Biden is leading with Sanders in second, followed by Warren and Buttigieg, although Buttigieg is leading in Iowa. Who do you think actually will be the bigger target tonight, Biden or Buttigieg?
I think it's Buttigieg, and I will put a clarifier here that I made this prediction last time, and
yeah,
it didn't happen, and everybody basically laid off Pete Buttigieg. But for the last 2 months, we have seen Pete Buttigieg steadily rise in his profile, in his polling numbers. We have seen him start to make direct attacks at Elizabeth Warren in particular. The two of them have really gone back and forth over policy, over transparency, over a bunch of things over the last few weeks. And he is now, like you mentioned, leading the polls in Iowa, high up there in New Hampshire as well. And I think the days of the rest of the debate stage ignoring Pete Buttigieg and saying, oh, isn't this a nice guy? You know, yeah, I think those days are over. And I would expect Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren in particular to maybe have a bit more high profile critiques of Buttigieg tonight.
Let's talk about something else. This is the first debate since Senator Kamala Harris left the race earlier this month. And we are in her home state, which means that gaining favor here is really up for grabs. Sanders seems to be leading, according to some polls, followed by Warren. In what ways do you think the candidates are going to be pitching to California voters tonight?
Yeah, California is the biggest prize on the Super Tuesday list of states on March 3rd. A ton of states across the country are going, but California will be the biggest prize, the most delegates up for stake. We had seen California moved its primary from June to March,
yep,
and we expected a lot more attention to go to California. It hasn't up until this point been as much attention as California expected to get, but I think that's starting to change now. Now, because there was so much focus on Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina in
yep
particular. But over the next few days, there's going to be a lot of campaign events here in California. Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez this weekend holding a big rally in Venice Beach. And I think going forward, especially once Iowa and New Hampshire have come and gone, you're going to see a lot of focus on California in particular. I think you have to look at Buttigieg and Sanders and Warren as the campaigns who will have the financial resources to compete in California because it's so expensive.
That's right.
It's almost all about airing ads in those big markets.
Yep.
And the fact that Joe Biden hasn't raised as much money as some of those other candidates, I think that this could be a place where they see the limitations of the money they've raised.
Let's talk a little bit more about what we'll see on stage as well. Andrew Yang will be the only non-white candidate. Do you think that he will make this a point tonight?
I'm not sure. I think he might. His campaign did keep mentioning it, that, hey, we're still here, too, when there was so much conversation after Kamala Harris dropped out of the race about the fact that this could be an all-white debate stage this evening. That was before he had gotten that final poll that he needed to qualify for
yep
the debate stage. He has now. His campaign has really gotten a lot more attention over the last couple months, and he has gone from being the kind of quirky candidate that people like talking about universal basic income and being a one issue candidate to running a much broader campaign,
yeah,
much more of a traditional looking campaign that's been getting a lot of attention and big crowds.
Yeah. You talked about Buttigieg up top, but he is still struggling to win over black voters. He's polling in the single digits in South Carolina. Has his campaign changed its strategy at all in response to all of this?
They've tried. They've been doing a lot more events in South Carolina, trying to have like round tables with you know African Americans in a bunch of places there, having running ads to this effect, really trying to issue more policy and be more in listening mode is a way that they talk about it. But it hasn't really seemed to work. He hasn't really, his numbers haven't moved. It's either 0% or 1% in a lot of polls. Mm-hmm. A point that they've made is that, look, Joe Biden has the overwhelming support of African-American voters, and there's a huge gap between him and everybody else. So their argument is, we're not the only campaign facing this problem, but certainly certainly to push back on that, he has gotten so much support in so many other corners of the Democratic electorate. It's very notable that the numbers haven't moved.
With the few seconds I have left with you, let's talk about the folks who aren't on the stage and how they will get the support of voters. We're talking about New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, as well as some other folks, Julian Castro and Senator Cory Booker. What will these candidates have to do to reach voters before the next debate?
Well, Bloomberg will spend tens of millions of dollars to be on their televisions. Cory Booker and Julian Castro are continuing to campaign in those early states. Booker's launching a bus tour today in Iowa.
That's NPR's Scott Detrow. Listen to your NPR station tonight for coverage of the debate. Thank you so much, Scott, for taking the time.
Good to be here.